Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. I'm very excited about having Michael Stollard back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Michael is the founder and president of E Pluribus Partners, which is a think tank that works on the relationship that they work on improving the relationships between you and your employees, between you and the stakeholders in your organization. And Michael is the author of Fired Up or Burned Out, a co-author along with a couple other folks, and he's been a Brain Trust member of ours for a long time. Michael Stollard, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you back, as always.
Good. Well, it's good to be here. Hey, I just want to mention something about your previous segment and say that this applies in the workplace too, certainly.
Let's make sure, in case somebody just tuned in, I was talking in the previous segment about defining deviancy down. And people, and you off the air, you used the term I should have used more often in the last segment, the vulgarization of our society. And that's what I was talking about, and why I believe that we need to step up more and say, hey, that's not acceptable. Don't you use that language, or we don't want that behavior here. Anyway, folks, that's what we were talking about. Go ahead, Michael.
Well, there's been research on, sociologists call it emotional contagion. And when there's a lot of incivility in the workplace in terms of just word choice and language, that is oftentimes connected to uncivil behavior, too. It encourages uncivil behavior. And part of it is because of this idea of emotional contagion, that when you have a culture that becomes more vulgar or more coarse, then people assume that behaviors that are linked to some of the terminology that's used, word choice in the culture, becomes acceptable.
And that's what Moynihan was talking about.
Exactly.
When he said defining deviancy down, when we hear that, where there's no outrage from anybody, then somebody who's maybe a younger person or more easily influenced person, they're normally allowed to believe that, oh, this must be the new norm.
Yes, right. And that's linked to another thing I wanted to bring up, and that is just the Conference Board, which is a corporate research organization based in New York City, in January came out with a report that showed employee satisfaction and engagement among American workers is at its lowest point since they began studying more than 20 years ago.
And when was this research released?
The research report was released in January.
Okay, the reason I'm asking that question is because when that study was conducted, mm-hmm. based on what's happened over the last 2 years, is very important. In other words, what you would have there, I think that the attitudes of workers is changing by the quarter.
Well, what's interesting, Jim, is this trend actually, when you look at the year by year results of the Conference Board research, the decline started occurring long before what's being called the Great Recession.
Right.
And the numbers were actually lower in they were lower in 2006 and 2007 than they were in 2008, and then they really took a dive in 2009.
Yeah.
So, but if you look at the trend, it's been down for the last 20 years.
And what do you know? What size companies they polled?
They focus on larger companies.
It'd be the larger companies, right?
Yeah, that's another thing that I wanted to bring. Companies have a real benefit here, an advantage that they can take advantage of.
Exactly, and this is the point that I was going to speak to. the reason I ask you what size companies, see, I believe that an awful lot of the ill that we're seeing in the marketplace, including some of the challenges that we've had in the last 18 months or so, 2 years or so, has been a result of the fealty to the 90-day report, the quarterly earnings.
Yeah,
the quarterly pressure. Thinking, being worshiping at the throne of the quarterly report, the quarterly conference call, in my opinion, does a lot of damage to the marketplace and creates the kind of surveys you're talking about right now.
Well, it's distracting, and there's always the attempt to, then you focus more on earnings management than on the underlying business.
Then the strategy and the customers and the stakeholders, all stakeholders.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this some more when we come back after these messages. Folks, this is very important stuff. Inside of what Michael's talking to us about today are opportunities for your small business. 20 till. Stay with us. Little Robert Cray bringing us back, 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Lots of other stuff there that will help you with your small business. You can read, listen, ask questions, et cetera, et cetera. And, of course, if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Michael Stollard, S-T-A-L-L-A-R-D. Michael Lee Stollard is the name on the book. He's the founder of E Pluribus Partners. The book is called Fired Up or Burned Out. And we're talking about the attitudes of employees in a recent research that was conducted by the Conference Board, an organization that I've talked about on the show over the years. Michael, one of the things that I have seen is because I work with some of the people you're talking about, the people who were polled. I mean, I work with companies of all sizes, from the very largest to the very smallest over a period of a year's time. And I have never in my decades-long career, I've never seen so much fear and anxiety among employees, especially in the larger companies.
Well, that's true,
and for good reason, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. With all the job reductions, and
the CEOs were scared too.
Sorry,
the CEOs are scared too. They were pretty anxious too. We've gone through some anxious times.
Yeah, and that doesn't necessarily bring the best out of us when we're motivated by fear rather than inspired to accomplish something great.
And there's no. When you're afraid, creativity is the loser.
Well, it is. Yeah, it boosts the stress hormone cortisol in our brain, and it kind of shifts brain activity to the less intelligent part of the brain.
Well, the first thing that goes is trust.
Yes,
right. The first thing that goes is trust, and when there's no trust, or when trust is damaged, creativity and productivity are harmed. Now, and then you get the situation. Michael, where productivity levels are going up. So if you've got an unhappy workforce, but yet productivity levels are going up, primarily because a lot of other people have been laid off, now what you have is what I call a casualty list.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're burning people out.
Yeah.
It's not sustainable.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And so talk to the audience about why this is probably... even though we're not, it's not like we're happy that this is happening, but there is opportunity in this for small business, isn't there?
Well, there is, and like you, I've worked in large businesses and small businesses, and I think the beauty of a small business is you really have an opportunity to take advantage of a factor like this and create a work environment that's very engaging to people, because for most people it comes down to two things. Number one, the quality of the work they're doing, the sense of progress that they have, so getting them in the right role where they really feel like it's a good fit with their strengths, they're accomplishing good things and helping the business, that's important. The second thing, and depending upon how people are wired, this may motivate them even more, and that is the relationships in the workplace.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes, that's not the thing that motivates the boss as much. But, you know, for certain workers, it's even of more importance to them that they have good relationships in the workplace. So I really advise, this is a great time just to remember it's important to stay connected relationally to people. So for your direct reports to, you know, take them out for coffee, a coffee break, you know, maybe a lunch or a breakfast here and there, just to find out, you know, how's life going outside of work and how are they doing personally and how can you help them? You know, kind of think of yourself as the servant and
right.
Can you help them do a better job? Those things go a long way. And also getting the group together informally, you know, just to mix, you know, I call it Pizza Friday, you know, get people together, order a pizza, and just work your way around and ask people questions that are unrelated to work.
Mm-hmm.
Take a little time to
and
connect.
And this is the kind of connection that a small business CEO can have with their employees.
And often so many of them are very good at it, too. So it's a real strength to take advantage of now.
That's what's
driving people to small businesses in terms of employment. You know, and I think what's going to happen when the economy eventually turns up, you're going to find a lot of people would much rather be in a place that has a good work environment than at a larger company. And they're willing to forego money for it.
That's one of the stealth surprises, one of the stealth benefits of the recovery that we're going to see out there. You know, I want to stay on that for a second. But before we do, I always like to give people handles. MBWA.
Yes,
management
right.
by walking. Management by walking around. That's what you were talking about a minute ago, folks. Yeah. If you're running a small business, I know many of you look around and you say, "Well, you know, I don't have to walk around. All I got to do is do an about face, and I see everybody in my business." You know, some businesses are like that, but if you got any kind of an operation at all, do a little MBWA at least once a week or so. Walk around, walk out on the dock, walk out in the warehouse, walk out on the factory line, and let people see you. That'll make a big difference. But back to the thing, I'm glad you brought that up about the opportunity for hiring. As the economy recovers, as you said, and people are, you know, as everybody starts putting people back to work, I really think you're right. I think small businesses are going to be the beneficiaries of what's been happening. I think people are going to say, you know what? It's true now what Blasingame has been saying, that job security has always been a myth. So if I'm going to not have job security anywhere, why don't I not have job security in an environment where I can have more fun and be more productive and creative?
Right. Yeah. I think, you know, lifestyle choices are becoming more important for people. I think especially as they get older as well, you see that's happening. But you also see it with the younger groups.
I want you to talk to us about the generational situation there, because I know you can do that, folks. This is important on many levels. Michael Stollard is our guest. Michael Lee Stollard is the name of the book, Fired Up or Burned Out. Stay with us.
As I was walking down the street one day,
won't you come away with me?
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Michael Lee Stollard. That's the name on the book. Along with Carolyn Dewing Holmes and Jason Pankow. They are the co-authors of Fired Up or Burned Out. Michael, tell us how we can find you online and how we can find your book.
Well, you can go to my author's blog, which is just Michael Lee Stollard. If you Google that and get the name even close, you'll find me. and then also there's a book website, just fireduporburnedout.com.
Right. And tell the audience what you guys do.
Well, we focus on two things, which is how do you get employees to focus on their behaviors on the goals of the organization, what's called strategic alignment. And secondly, how do you create an environment where they want and will give their best efforts, which is employee engagement?
Right.
Those two things. And research shows us that 90% of employees are either not engaged or not aligned in the current environment. 90%.
Say that again.
90% of employees, and this is based on
this is a higher number than we were getting a few years ago.
Yeah, this is based on research from the Corporate Executive Board, which is a different group than...
And how recent is that research?
That's last year, 2009.
Okay, 90% are either not engaged or are only somewhat engaged.
Yeah, right, they're not engaged or they're not aligned with organizational goals.
10% are actually aligned and work and hitting on all of the corporate cylinders.
Yep, giving their best efforts on the right things.
Michael, how do we sustain that?
Well, how do we change?
I mean, how do we sustain any kind of success?
Well,
with those kinds of numbers.
You know, that's my concern, Jim. And I'll tell you, that's why I've been a little bit more forceful in speaking. This is a huge problem, and it's a drag on America's productivity
right.
and innovation. And if we don't realize that we're hyper-focused on task excellence, and that's, we have Six Sigma and benchmarking
right.
and lean.
Which comes back to the quarterly report, the quarterly earnings.
Yeah.
The short-term, seeking excellence is essential, but you can't seek excellence in true completely if you've got to measure it and live or die by the quarterly report. Some things take longer, Michael.
Yeah, there's two types. Here's how I help people see it, Jim. I say you need to, as a CEO, as a leader, you need to be intentional about delivering task excellence in your work. But secondly, you also need to deliver relationship excellence.
Yeah.
If you're not intentional about developing relationship excellence among your team,
mm-hmm.
the failure to achieve relationship excellence will sabotage task excellence every time.
Mm-hmm.
Every time. In fact, I'm speaking at the NASA Johnson Space Center about that very issue in June.
Yeah.
Because you look at the Columbia and Challenger accidents.
Mm-hmm.
There was knowledge in the information that would have helped in the organization.
That didn't go,
would
well,
help
look,
them make the right decisions.
Well, look at 911.
Yeah.
911 wouldn't have happened if we'd had communication across the organizational platforms.
Right. Well, you have the FBI and the CIA.
That's exactly right.
Each other as competitors.
That's exactly right.
On the same
well,
team,
and there actually some legislative
way.
Structure between them too. There was actually some rules that were put in place that I mean literally it's as if the CEO told marketing not to talk to sales.
And
right?
It happens, doesn't it? You see personal rivalries, you see silo behavior.
It's preposterous.
Departments, and that traps knowledge in organizations
right.
so that it denies decision makers the information they need to make the best decisions.
But small business is listening to you. Mike, small business is listening to you think, well, I've got a small business. I don't have silos. But you know what, folks? If you have human beings, these things happen.
Well, it happens in a family, doesn't it?
Exactly. which means that you've got to constantly be vigilant about avoiding it.
Yeah, it really comes down to keeping people so they feel connected. When they start to withhold information, when they feel like they're not a part of the
right.
team,
right.
That's really critical. That's why you have to stay close
mm-hmm.
to people that you report. And if all supervisors are intentional about staying connected to the people who report to them, you'll have those connections throughout the organization.
Right.
And a high degree of trust and cooperation go with it.
Right. Are the younger generation, quickly, I don't have much time, are the younger generations, what part are they going to play in all this?
Well, you know, they want it.
they want the connection,
they want it
don't
more
they?
Than, I think, the baby boomers.
Yeah.
Me.
Are they going to be more the solution or the problem as we move forward?
I think
the Gen Ys, for example.
They're going to be more of the solution.
Okay.
Now, that's my view. Here's what I'm saying. In the recent research,
quickly.
Gen Y was the lowest in job satisfaction of all the groups. Gen X had fallen the furthest of any group.
Huh.
So the numbers are very dismal. The job experience is not meeting anywhere near their expectations.
Yeah. And that's the fault of mine and yours. Our generation, probably.
Well, and oftentimes we don't see it that way. But
yeah.
when you look under the...
I'm sorry, Michael. I got to wrap it up. Yep. You know how this works.
I do.
Thank you for being here. Good job today. Michael Stoller, hey, ladies and gentlemen. Fired Up or Burned Out is the book. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.